Finally, this hour, a story about saying goodbye. It comes from Ben Watt. He's best known as half of the British pop duo Everything But the Girl.
And I miss you, oh, like the deserts miss the rain.
That's their hit song from the mid-90s called Missing, about lost love. Now, 20 years later, Ben Watt is singing about a different kind of longing for his father, and their relationship was complicated.
He spoke his mind very often. He spared nobody's feelings, often not even my mother's. And especially with a drink inside him, he could be a real handful.
Ben Watt tells the story of saying goodbye to his father on his new solo album. The song is called Matthew Arnold's Field. And now he tells us the story behind the song.
It tells the story of the drive I made to scatter my dad's ashes up on Boar's Hill, which is a beauty spot outside Oxford in England, where he'd lived towards the end of his life.
And up there on the hill, the woods and houses still, I took the plastic gun, how heavily we burn.
And my brother met me, and he'd brought the ashes up from the cremation and had them in the back of his car. And he handed them to me, and I remember thinking how heavy it felt. I didn't think there'd be quite this much to it.
And unscrewing the lid, the weirdest thing I did.
I was suddenly very aware of the actual trail of ashes that I was leaving through the woods where I scattered them. And all I could think of was the mess I was leaving and what people would think when they came along behind me half an hour later. And these are the kind of mundane things that go through your mind, and that is just real life butting in on, you know, these supposedly symbolic moments. And I just think you have to accept that. You know, that's the way life is.
And down in Matthew Arnold's field, with sun by cloud concealed.
Well, my father was a fascinating character. He was extremely charismatic, could be very funny, was always full of anecdotes, but he was also difficult, and he was a drinker, and he could be very truculent. And it wasn't until he reached his late 60s and early 70s, when he really was falling into ill health, that he decided that enough was enough. And there was a famous evening after a flaming row we had, where rather than sticking to his guns, he just said, "From now on, I defer to you." And it was like it was an armistice. He just put his gun down and just said, "It doesn't matter, you're in charge." And from that point on, we actually had quite a tender last few years. Even though he was in ill health, we had some good moments towards the end.
It's silence all revealed, as it was once to him back then and was to me that day again.
I think there are certain parts of my character which are probably identical to my dad, in that around the family home, I'm often the one with the self-deprecating comment, or I can't help seeing the ironic side of things or being sarcastic. And that's something I think I've tried to self-correct with my own kids.
On the day I said goodbye, tried to say goodbye.
The last two lines are about the actual act of saying goodbye, but also the actual effort of trying to do it. And we just left the ending hanging like that with no resolving chord.
Ben Watt telling the story of the song Matthew Arnold's Field from his latest album. He's also the author of a new book about his parents. It's called Romany and Tom.